Blog
hello,
Talk
hello.
Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. How you doing? We're here. What's going on? How y'all doing? All right. Welcome back. This is Lowdown Radio. I'm your host, Skip, tonight. We have topics and we got discussions and everything, and I hope that you all can tune in and chime in. You know, we got a nice topic tonight, and I'm trying to start the show off in a nice, enlightening, hard mood because, you know, at the time been going on, I've been kind of really feeling it, and right now, I'm letting myself do a little woosah, and I'm trying to just get this thing going so we can enjoy this show. So let's start with the hot button item tonight. I have a question, and this is for all you listeners and viewers outside. Is social media a good or a bad thing? But is it a tool used, a demonic tool used for a lot of people? I always wonder that since we didn't have this modern age of social media, that it's like it's too much access and too enabling, you know. I mean, I can understand that you can do a lot of good things from it. You know, I understand that Justin Bieber's and the influencers and the IG models and everything. But I don't really understand it because it's to a point that I just don't know. Yeah. I just don't know sometimes because for all his goodness and his greatness, it makes me wonder sometimes. It's always a yin and yang to everything. So all the good things that it do, you know, we can bring up some of the wrong things, but I really want to elaborate on the positive as we start this show because I have seen some remarkable things with social media. I mean, we have Google, which is like an uncensored library, whatever we want to know. We can just tune in to Google and make it happen, and then they'll give it to you in a row, all the information and all the facts and everything. And then we have TikTok, excuse me, where you can be anything or anybody you want to be, as long as people like what you be. Then we have Facebook, which is just like one big party line across the world, and everybody can talk and do all those things and really, really, really be about themselves, but at the same time, the only thing I don't understand about Facebook is that the people that you grew up with sometimes that you might have been adversaries with got a chance to be your friend on your page. So, I mean, those are some good things that I really appreciated. Like I mentioned before, Justin Bieber came along the scene through social media. All these IG models and, you know, if you're blessed and lucky enough, you can become a millionaire with a bunch of Brazilians and Samoans. But on the other level, on the other hand, and I'm kind of more critical about our black people to a point that it seems like the only thing that I can see from us when we get on social media is that all our women are turkey crazy. Most of the guys want to tote guns and threaten who they're going to kill and shoot and what we've eaten for the night. So it's kind of crazy and ironic, but it's just the fact that it's a reality that we deal with. Because now everything is kind of a little bit more advanced, and it's so exploited, but yet it's a lot of exposure to it, too. And that makes it kind of hard. That's why I don't understand a lot of times, really, that, you know, I take it back to when I was growing up. It's kind of like, I'm damn the primitive now, forgive me, but it's kind of funny because when I was growing up, we used to have to get a pair of needle nose pliers and turn the TV down. And now things are so advanced, it's so enabling, it's kind of scary. So, I mean, it's really getting to a point that we're still relying upon our TV remote. So, hey, if we misplace it or lose it, we want to shoot everybody in the house. Now that social media's around, it's kind of messed up because, you know, they have more influence than our peers do. You know, and as time goes on, that breeds other things, such as these video games, which is not a game. It looks like it's really some demonic invention. You know, I'm talking about the Grand Theft Auto's, you know, your Mortal Kombat's, and that other one about the military, call to action. And it's really kind of, you know, bizarre. But, I mean, I would want to put that under the same umbrella as social media because it's so accessible and so has so much access. So at the same time, I was just wondering why these things that are really, really, really not only infiltrated, but and took us over to where it's so expected and this is our norm now. You know, don't get me wrong, it's a beautiful blessing because some people do trade finances with social media. But at a lot of other times, like I said, the flip side of that, it's always somebody threatening and talking about who they go kill or who they go shoot or who they go hurt. Or they filming live, people getting shot and almost execution level, you know, and always what you ate and how good it looked and how good it tastes to show off that you've been somewhere. So I'm just trying to figure it out, man, because I'm waiting for the good positive things that it can be used for. So basically that's it. So I just need a deep understanding. That's all. Just a deep understanding so then I can really get to it. You know, I really care. So, and I need you all help so we can elaborate on this and try to understand. So that's why I had this conversation tonight. Just why. Because I really would like to know. I really would. Yeah. Yeah, so that's how it is. So we're just trying to sit back and really understand. That's all I'm looking for, some quite understanding. Well, I'm just trying to figure it out. Why your number didn't show up? Why your number didn't show up? Yeah, so that's basically it. So I'm just trying to just get a clear understanding. So supposed to be me. Yeah. So other than that, I see still some type of technical difficulties with the show because I'm not seeing any callers calling in, you all. You know. So I don't see no phone numbers or nothing. Hold on a second. What? Come on, look here. Where's the movie? They're trying to figure out where it's at. And I don't know why this damn, these numbers ain't popping up. Hold on, hold on. So why these numbers ain't popping up? Yeah, hold on. Yeah, so, okay. Sorry about that, you all. It's kind of a little technical difficulty. I'm just trying to get this together. I'm basically getting tired because it's like there's always something wrong with this show, man. I'm really getting frustrated because I want to take it to the people, but you know, I don't understand how this goes. I'm not too savvy. I don't have too much technical savvy. I really need a technician here so I can find out what the H is going on. So, you know, if you all hear me, man, bear with me, please. Because, like I said, this is a show that I really want to talk about. I'm really feeling good about it, so I'm just trying to make sure that it's cool and it's right. So, you know, basically, that's it. But I just need some clear understanding. That's all. But the topic at hand tonight, I want everybody to understand is social media to you personally a good or a bad thing? Because right now I'm kind of lost. To be honest with you, I can't even set time on the microwave to show you how far past time to pass me by. So I'm just trying to really, really get an understanding. Because if this is what to look to, right. So, okay. So, yeah. So, you know, in a few minutes, we're going to be taking some calls. So I'll let you all know when you can call in and you can give me your response. Because right now, I'm trying to rationally think about what would be the motives and everything for all this fast-moving pace and environment for information. You know, because the information highway is crazy, but at the same time, I mean, it kind of takes away from interpersonal action. And that's one thing that I yearn for. You know, when you interpersonally act with somebody, and, you know, that's why I don't want to be so opposed, and yet at the same time, I don't like to be pigeonhole stereotype of stubborn as far as what's going on. That's why I like to be enlightened. So then I won't make no hasty judgment or no generalization. Okay. So I tell you what, why don't we take a caller right now? If you're out there listening, you can please call in and I'll get your response. So if you want to right now, you can call directly in and I'll take your response. So the board is lit up, so just call in. Waiting for you to call. So, any given moment, you can just call in. So, you call in. So, just wait and see. Oh, boy, I ain't getting a caller. So, if there's any callers, please call in. Yeah, so, you know, if you're out there listening, I guess it's going to be one of those nights that we'll just listen, because I don't know, this place is going crazy, man. And technically, I don't see no numbers popping up.
No.
Yeah, so I'm basically right now, I just want everybody to hear me out. I guess we'll just have to go through tonight with no response, and I don't like that. You know, because usually the numbers pop up, and I can let people tune in, and they can give me the insights. Right now, it's like I don't even have any, because I can't even see my own phone number popping in. That's how I dialed in direct. So I'm just, you know, trying to wing it. If y'all got some time and patience, you can hear my big mouth for the rest of the night. But this show usually go good when I can have callers respond. So I'm just trying to see, you know, where my list of callers are. You know, that's for real. Yep. So, hey, just trying to do it. You know, the good thing I like about social media that it's uncorrupted. Well, let me take that back. I won't say uncorrupted because there's always some way of finding something corrupted. But what I'm saying is that when you seek information, they give it to you in the raw. You know, it's uncut. It's unsolicited. It's like a library without censorship. And I like it because whenever you go to Google or any other those search engines or websites, it tells you everything in its definition in its entirety. And it's cool, man. I like that. I really do. I love it a lot. It's a great thing. You know. So, and, you know, you don't have to have a middleman. And even with YouTube is so accessible, man. It's like it's about to put auto mechanics out of business, because if you want anything done, you just get on YouTube. As long as you got the time and the tools, you can be your own mechanic. You know, that's the good life. That's the real good life. When everybody say, hey, this is going around the world, that's a beautiful thing because it helps a lot of us. You know, but the downside is when people really, really get frustrated and get mad, and they get on these social media pages and they carry it out. Violence, as well as good times and leisure and everything. And that's kind of scary. Really it is, because, hey, you know, I don't want to be caught up into no mess because somebody said something on YouTube, and then everybody want to react instead of respond. And that's how a lot of trouble starts. I care less to get involved in anything like that. Not that I'm better, it's just that I'm older now and I know better. So it's kind of crazy, you know, for real. Very kind of crazy, because on Easter about 3 years ago, I witnessed something that was, man, that fried my mind. You know, I actually seen a person get shot over something that they posted on Facebook, you know, and that kind of threw me for a loop, because it was like, why would you say all that stuff? And then when it come down to it, you ain't got nowhere to back it up. Oh, okay. Yeah, and that's crazy. So it's like, man, I don't understand what's going on. It scared me to death. It really scared me to death, you know. So this is naked.
He's on the internet.
Yeah, it's really naked.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's really, really kind of naked. Because where we at? The floor room, come back.
Hold on, I'm talking to him. You want him on the internet or you want the hotspot on? Okay, he on the hotspot.
Hold on a second, y'all. I'm trying to get y'all calls in.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy. Right. Okay. Yeah, so. Just trying to just make sure everything's okay. Because I want y'all to talk to me, but I don't know. I'm tired of this. I'm looking like a bum. Really, I am. Because ain't no way on earth I'm supposed to do the show and don't have no callers. I really don't. I'm getting kind of pissed off because this is a good, beautiful topic that I like. But for real, beautiful topic. I wish I had people that can call in and elaborate on it. That's for real. But now I look like I'm out in the cold. That's for real. Yeah. What the heck? Yeah. So I'm just trying to make sure. That's all. That's it, y'all. I can't do a show if I can't get it right. Real. So I'm just trying to work with this. So that's it. Yeah. I'm just trying to do it. Well, from the beginning. Yeah. So hopefully I can get some callers. This is what we're trying to do. Okay. Okay. So this is it. So I hope that we can get some numbers in. Bear with me, please. Because this is kind of stupid. Still don't see no numbers pop up. All right. Let's just start the show. Start the show. Well, I don't know. Still don't want to take away from the topic tonight, even though we got this technical problem trying to do this as we go along. It's just getting frustrating and crazy. But it is. You know, can you still hear me? Yeah. Well, I guess I'm at the wing it. At the wing it. At the wing. Oh, Michelle. Oh, bless you. Yeah, well, like I said, this is one of the show for the ages. I'm just trying to make sure the show is right. So, I'm just trying to make sure it's okay. I'm just kind of really pissed off. So, you know, we're just trying to wing it. Trying to wing it. That's it. Because I didn't get any phone numbers or anything, but I got a listening audience. So I just wanted to make sure that everything is all right. You can call in. I hope the show that ended. Did this show end? You still listening? Oh, okay. Okay. Well, lesson at hand is, hey, what we try to do, I just need some insight. That's all, y'all. That's all. We can go from there. Because I'm basically running off of hotspots. So, just trying to get it together. That's all. But like I said, it's a good thing and it's a bad thing as well. So, you know, I just want to recognize what my callers and everybody think about the future where we're going with this level of communication. You know, and hopefully that it'll be okay. Because it's moving too fast for me. What it is. You know, and all I want to do is just try to sit back and enjoy. That's it. You know, just trying to make it happen. That's it. Yeah. You know, try to make it happen, that's all. So I won't be lost. Because a friend of mine said something. Oh, thanks, we're here. Okay, I got everybody with their phone numbers. Thanks, y'all, for being patient. Thank you, because I'm dying behind here. I'm thinking that I don't even exist anymore. This place will drive you crazy the way that they do this. Can't you tell how my enthusiasm and my voice changed for this? Thanks, y'all. Thanks for being true list, loyal listeners. Now we can do the show. And in a few minutes, I'm going to take in some callers, man. I want y'all to give me y'all response because I just don't want to feel like an alien walking around on this earth naked. You know, because like I said, I'm way behind. A friend of mine told me, he said, man, let me tell you something. Either you go roll with this technology or get rolled over. And me being a stubborn, ignorant prude that I am, I'm like, hey, That's all right. You know, I feel just like when a person say, I got, long as I count my money long enough not to get cheated, I'm okay. But that's not okay. That's not all right. That's not all right. You know? Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I'm paying for it now because I got my daughter be 23 years old and she's got autism, right? And she has cognitive delay. She's on the, like, the high spectrum. Next to, after her disability and autism, it would be like Rain Man. Y'all remember the movie Rain Man when he was autistic? Yeah. So, you know, if she can do it better than me, I'm a real dinosaur, and I fought myself for that because I never took the time. I always have to walk up to people to try to, you know, give my answers for simple stuff because I get so frustrated. You know, to me, computers are now like how auto mechanics was to me growing up. You know, I don't have no tolerance or patience for it. Like, say you can't get in, you got to type numbers and do all that. It's just like me trying to put on a set of brake pads or something like that. I get frustrated and put it down and then go ask my brother, like, Mr. Whoopi, how do you do this? So, you know, it's really kind of funky because now I'm faced with society that's moving every day with social media. That's why I said, do you all think it's a bad or is it a good thing? Because sometimes we can use it for the greatest possibilities in the world, and then sometimes we got a lot of us is using it for demonic things. So I'm just trying to figure it out. Because right now, by me not having access and not too much heavy keen knowledge to it, I'm stuck right in the middle. And I just hope and pray that I don't perish for being that way, because it seems like the line is drawn. You're going to have to be either involved with it or either you're going to get, like my friend said, roll with it or rolled over. And I please, Lord, I hope not to be rolled over. Because, for one, my stubborn and my ignorance is always saying, that's too impersonal, you know. You know, I like to shake a person's hand standing up. If fair exchange, ain't no robbery. And if you do something for me, I do something for you. If you give it to me, I give it back right to you. You know, everybody asking me about PayPal when I solicit my air fresheners and stuff like that. I'm like, a PayPal? What is a PayPal? And all the stuff that you can do on your phone when you press one button. Or maybe I got shocked because one time I pressed the wrong button and I blew the perfect job of my life. You got to put in an application online, you know what I'm saying? And then I press the button, and then next thing you know, hey, I blew the interview and everything. So, you know, I need you all to help me get some clear understanding, because I don't want to be looking like Joe Monopoly with my pocket stuck out and with that stupid smirk on my face looking like I'm lost and I'm broke. So we're finna go to a caller right now. Right now, we got one caller here now because it's been in delay and it's been so crazy. So, okay, I'm going to go to a caller now.
What's this about?
Hello, hello. Thank you for being patient and working with me while I'm trying to get the show off the ground. But I really want to thank you. You can respond right now, caller. Do you think social media is good or bad?
You're up to WIRB with a patient. Mike, I've shed some light.
Hello. Hello?
You're hoping I can provide information to assist Hello? With your defense?
Hello? Caller? Caller?
Dr. Finn, I'm sorry, I can't help
Hello?
You.
Hello?
How did you know where to find me?
Hello? Hello?
I'm forced to that you came here to be with Jocelyn Shield.
Hello?
Physically, she's fine.
Hello.
But Jocelyn's been very worried about her friend Adam, who has been going
Hello?
Through a very difficult time. And this afternoon,
I guess you're not there. I guess you're not there. You can call in now. Your number's here. You can talk. You can be fine now. Hello.
He's stable. But apparently, his parents put him under a crazy amount of pressure to succeed. Like, you know, good grade,
okay.
Good enough.
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to figure it out. Well, we had one caller, but wasn't no response, y'all, so we're just going to have to keep going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
Well, she can talk to me now, because her number's up here. Her number's up here.
You cheat for some reason. You're not getting through to him.
Ain't this
her number? Did she cheat you for her number like you did me? And she can't get through it. They can hear everything you say. But you can't get nothing.
Hello, caller? Caller?
Hey, Michelle.
Michelle? Michelle?
Hello?
Because, like I said, it's a lot that goes into this topic tonight because I want to make sure that I'm right, man. I don't want to be sitting up here making one wrong mistake because it'll cost you more because when you don't know. And I'm starting to feel kind of like naked out in the cold because it moves so fast and it's hard to catch up now because I'm old. I kept playing it off and I don't want to be out here just doing out here parading and fancy because when it first came out, everybody had enthusiasm for it. And I guess I missed the train on that. I'm very sorry because if I would have picked it up right then, I won't be having this question that I'm asking everybody. Do you think social media is a good thing or a bad thing? You know, because I'm really critical of black folks and myself. I'm saying it can be a great thing for us, and then at a certain point, it can be a bad thing because the way that I see people making it look like this is the first time they ever been somewhere or, you know, making it seem like, hey, this is, you know, we're really doing something. I got to show everybody and post it on Facebook, and it reaches all the way across to Germany and Amsterdam. So I'm just trying to, you know, man, catch up, and at the same time, make sure I know what I'm into and what I'm doing, man, so I won't be lost. No, I don't have a PayPal. I don't have all those functions that you can go direct because I never want to feel in a way that I can get so enabled and so complacent. I mean, hell, I want to shoot everybody in the house when I can't find my TV anymore. And can you imagine me on social media, what I can't get through, how frustrating it can get? So I'm just wondering, that's all. You know, I'm just trying to wonder and get it together. And that's it, because like I said, I don't like to walk around here feeling like no alien, man. I really need his help. If nothing else, I need his help bad. You know, so that's why I say I need help. I really do need help, you know. So I just need it to be correct and understanding. I wish I could get some callers in so we can elaborate on the subject a lot more, but, you know, I guess I can run my mouth, you know, and just make it happen, man, because this was a topic I wanted everybody to get into tonight, but it's like the Walkman without the headphone. Straight up, man. I'm telling you, because I can't get no feedback. So, I'm just trying to make it happen, that's all. Yeah, that's it. So, you know, thanks y'all for bearing with me because I feel kind of naked. Excuse me. Wasn't able to talk to you all last month because of this madness. So, you know, I'm just, hey, appreciating that you all out here now and I'm trying to give you the best show that I can with what I got to work with. So I hope y'all understand it's a little bump and grind, you know. And I just want to, hey, there's some type of source of contentment, knowing that, hey, I can elaborate to you all, and you all can elaborate to me. So I'm just trying to make it happen. That's it. Can you still hear me? Yeah. So, no, I'm talking to the audience. Yeah. Hey, what's next?
Okay, Mr. Stiff, I just want to piggyback on something that you were saying. As far as the social media, when it comes to the social media, I think so many people have started to relying on social media to every day they respond to it. It became to like an addiction, like drugs or alcohol or sex or something like that nature. So with that being said, I just think that so many people, like I say here a lot, because I know I had started that about maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I was going on Facebook like 4 or 5 times a day. And I was like, girl, what you doing? You got better things to be doing in your life. That's some drama. I'm looking at what other people talking about. But if you think about it, a lot of our family have started going on that as well. You know, like our friends, our families, you know, anybody that we know, a lot of people that we know, even our supervisors at our job. Now, one thing that a lot of people don't know is when it comes to your job, you putting your dumb-ass business on Facebook and Instagram, and your supervisors is looking at it. You know, like some of our young people, even some of our older people, they getting on there. They smoking weed. They drinking. So now, when you get to work, you got to take a job because you was on Facebook smoking weed with your friend or even sitting up there doing some crack. You know, you might even want somewhere and rob somebody. So that's on your job. So with that being said, a lot of people really don't think when it comes to social media. Like, you know, I cussed out somebody like maybe 2 or 3 months ago on social media. And I had to ask the Lord to make me take, well, I talked to the Lord about it. He made me take it back because it wasn't just, you know, it wasn't me at all. I have too much of a big heart. With that being said, I thought about it. I said, man, what would my pastor say to me if he thinks all of that that I put on Facebook? First thing he would say to me is, one thing, I don't teach y'all that at Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church. That ain't how we get out. Then the other thing was, my uncle is on social media. My uncle's 80 years old. I do not want my uncle to see me hollering and cussing at nobody. I don't care if it's a family member, a friend, or whatever you want to call yourself to me, an ex-boyfriend, a boyfriend, or a sugar daddy, or mama daddy, or whatever you are. I would never want my uncle to see none of this on social media. So with that being said, you know, I even tell my kids and their young adults, don't go on Facebook, social media, don't go on Instagram or any of them things. It's not even, you know, like I see some kids twerking on TikTok. What the hell are you doing twerking on TikTok and you 8 or 9 years old? And your parents sitting back thinking it's funny. So now what's supposed to be funny about that? What do we supposed to say as grandparents when our kids are letting the grandkids do that? Now, I want you to tell me what you think about that.
Oh, okay. Right on. Right on. I like you for your comment and reply. That's why I'm trying to figure, I'm trying to figure out, that's why I said in the beginning, because I'm really critical about our people, because sometimes we get on certain things that's free like this, and we make a mockery out of it. We really show who we really are. Nothing positive, nothing constructive, nothing to build. It's just all for fanfare, like we lacking attention. You know, and then on the other hand, I'm thinking in the back of my mind, we got a whole generation of narcissists, because if we crave admiration and attention for something that's supposed to be a good tool to build and be constructive on, then who's fooling who? Because that's really defeating our purpose, you know, and that's kind of scary because myself, I really don't prefer that. I mean, you could talk to every other ethnic race. I mean, I've seen people on Facebook that started an import-export business. You know, you talking to people in China about transacting business to get you some cheap Chinese-made clothes or T-shirts or merchandise when it comes to the U.S., and it's done. But with us, I mean, it's like we ain't never really had nothing, man. And I'm critical of us because if we all spend all this time on Facebook like we did in the library, we won't have to worry about being a slave to the trade. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of crazy because we got so much more to offer instead of all the fanfare and all the stupid publicity, you know? But I'm going to try to call her right now. I got to call her right now. So let's see if this will work. Yeah, so it's pretty slow. Hold on. There's my callers coming in. Oh, Lord. Okay, now it looks like it's going to come in. It's just slow. Hello, caller? Hello? Hello? I'm ready to throw this computer out the window, y'all, to be honest with you. Hello?
This is Stephanie. I was
hello?
Just joining you.
You're on live. Speak up. And I'm glad that you called because I'm ready to just assassinate this computer and the internet system, social media anyway. So speak up. I can't hear you. Hello? Hello?
This is Skipper.
What's up? What's up, Skipper? What's up? What's up? What's going on? Thank you for being with me because we had technical problems and everything, man. Like I said, social media. You know what I'm saying? And that's the topic tonight because I'm trying to figure out is it a good or a bad thing, man? You know, and for a while I couldn't get none of you callers in. So I need somebody to elaborate with me on the subject so I won't be looking like no type of alien or no washed up dinosaur or no cow out to pasture. Because like I said, I missed that train a long time ago as far as all this stuff because you know, I didn't ever want to get caught up into it because I thought it was too impersonable. You know, and now that I see how things move so fast, it's scary. It's like being on a roller coaster with no rails, you know? For me. So I was wondering, I need your input. Do you think social media is a good or a bad thing?
To me, honestly, I believe it's a good thing because I believe it's the fastest and quickest way to, you know, get to so many people. You know, you just never know who might, you know, just need a word, you know, and I think you should just continue to do what you're doing, and eventually, you know, you're gonna grow. Because you know what us humans do? We all have our phone in our hands every day just scrolling.
Too much.
Right. I was listening to a it could be a good or a bad thing having it in your hand too much, but I was listening to this motivational speaker earlier this morning, and it seemed, and she was taking some calls like you did, and a lady jumped on, and she was like, "Oh my God!" She was just like, "You don't even know or understand what I'm going through," and she's like, "I finally opened my phone to go on Instagram, and you are speaking exactly what I'm going through," or whatever. So you just never know who is listening and who is, you know, and what people are going through. And so, I think it's good because, you know, eventually you're gonna get the, you know, the community and the people that, you know, that need the word. You know,
they need that
support.
True. I understand that. But at the same time, you know, like I said, I'm basically prehistoric. And like I explained before, when I was growing up, you used to have to get needle-nose pliers to turn the TV channel. But the thing is that, like you said, we all got our phone in my hand. My sister got her phone snatched out of her hand by some teenagers. But what I'm trying to get an understanding when it comes to our people is that, and I'm critical about us black folks, because once upon a time, we tried to really love and help each other. You know, it wasn't just no naked post of a black man and a black woman and buried right down at the bottom hollering, "Can't get enough of your love, baby." We really tried to love each other. And the thing is now, it's like I said, to me, Facebook and stuff like that is too much. They need too much admiration on the things that they do on. You know, because like I said, 3 years ago, we was Easter Sunday in the back of a friend of mine's house, and a half a block away, these guys walked up with weapons. They walked. I ain't never seen a walk by in my life. and they went to the next block backyard, ran into the gate, caught that boy with his baby's mama and his baby and her mama, and they gunned him down. And everybody was asking why they gunned him down. Because he got on Facebook talking about how he don't need no mob, I got my family, and, you know, nine trade disciple forever. I'm saying to myself, how can you glorify this grief and this angst? You know what I'm saying? You know, my brother lives in the Inglewood. We've seen people literally get out there and film this stuff on social media about how they're shooting at people, man. Or you go on a date with a woman that ain't never been nowhere, they got to show your whole plate of food and what you ate. I mean, like, what is that? Why can't we be constructive and say, hey, I know this Chinese sweatshop in China. Let's go on ahead and get some of these computer parts and all that stuff and buy it direct at wholesale prices. You know what I'm saying? Something that other people do, because myself, I feel it's too impersonable. Because if I can't look in your face and shake your hand, then all bets are off, you know, as far as that goes. That's all I'm saying. I mean, don't get me wrong. Hey, man, I like the fact that you can press a button and you can have your information right there. You know, I mean, it helped me put a lot of people in place. You know what I'm saying? When I tapped in my phone and said, you lying. This is what Google say. You know what I'm saying? And it feels real good to know that I can do that, right? But at the same time, I look on the other side of it, because this is yin and yang for everything. And I say sometimes to myself, I'm like, hold on, is this the other side of something nice and beautiful? Because I'm thinking that the intention of social media was to give people access and more references and resources to do something positive with. Not to run around here and threaten somebody wanting to kill them or shake your ass like a salt shaker. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, where's the joy and the glory in that? Where's the constructiveness? I'm not trying to make a hasty generalization or a bad inference, but I've always thought that, you know, I was never good in algebra, right? But it was only one word that I ever learned that stuck with me. Was about reciprocation, meaning that if you put something on one side, you got to put it on the other so they can cancel out. And I feel the same way about social media, because it just can't be that just one way for us anyway. You know what I'm saying? I can't imagine how these people look on some of these web pages that we have, man, and see us breaking into stuff and all that madness, man. You go on YouTube right now, it'll blow your mind on what's going on around the country, and they filmed it and posted it as soon as you hit it. I'll never forget. I'm going to tell you a story that was really tripped out because, you know, under when you're doing the 82, right? You know the 82 at the job, homie?
Mm-hmm.
Skipper? Yeah. You know how you go on the grand under the VIDOT? Yeah. You know how you go on the grand under that VIDOT? Did you make that turn underground to go north and you go up under that VIDOT, right?
Right.
Right. Now, I was driving home, and before that, all that got paved with the rails and everything. It was just concrete and rubble. So I'm listening to the fool electrician, the white boy, trying to guide me over there. Huh? Come on. Why that? Uh-huh. But, I drove over that curb before it was a curb because the stupid white boy led me over the curb and got the bus stuff. Do you know less than 5 minutes that stuff was posted on Facebook already and they put a title under there, dumb ASS bus driver? You know, that's kind of scary. Really it is. I mean, it can be used as a demonic tool. What if you have some type of intimacy? Yeah, what if you have some type of intimacy? You know what I'm saying? And if you have some type of intimacy with a person and you don't know you're getting filmed, hell, the little poor people in India could see you. You know? For real. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. Hey, My nephew went to high school with the guy that started Google, Frim High School. I think he was class of 1991. Young white guy. You know what I'm saying? He started Google. And you know what? As far as facts and stuff like that, that's when I like social media, because then I don't have to go, you know, to the library and sit down and do all this. But then again, it's enabling our next generation, because after I asked a lot of these kids, I said, y'all know what a car catalog is or a Dewey Decimal System? They look at me like that little boy in that movie, Menace to Society, when his grandfather asked him, do you care if you live or die or not? And he said, I don't know. And I said, look, they had on their face. I'm like, man, you know, whatever happened to things that you go have to use in spite of putting it in the machine? But one of my college teachers always told me, he said, you're only as good, the machine is only as good as what you put into it. The person's got to be good. Okay. So I was just trying to figure it out, because myself, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm a dinosaur. But whatever the case may be, just becoming too lazy and enabling. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I like to have access, but at the same time, I just don't want to press a button. It's almost my whole life. That's all I'm saying. I mean, it's got its great points, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, the dark side of it, it makes me don't even want to get involved with it sometimes. You know, or maybe it's because I'm ashamed and embarrassed that I'm not where I'm supposed to be. You know, as far as that goes, that's probably me. But like I said, my daughter knew about all this stuff when she was in fourth grade, and she'd be 23 in June and got autism, and I have to go to her sometimes. Hey, get this on here. Put this in for me. You know? And that's what freaks me out. So I'm just trying to get some rationalized thinking behind this whole thing, because I don't want to be left past, man. I really don't. And if I have to, I spend time at the library or take some computer courses or whatever, because, you know, it's moving too fast for me. Really, it is. Is it moving too fast for you? Because that's y'all era, right? Skip up.
I'm here.
Yeah. But that's y'all generation, though, right? Because y'all right at home with it. Right?
I don't know, Skip. I just follow the only things that soothe my soul. All that other stuff, I just scroll past or I don't follow it. So
okay.
That's just me. I don't follow a lot of stuff. I get you when it comes to Facebook. Facebook do seem like it's more negativity on Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't get on Facebook at all. So I get what you say as far as that. But like I try to only follow stuff that, you know, that soothes my soul, that I can grow from and learn from.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Like, I just try to, you know, focus on me. I just try to focus. Like, I don't even care what everybody else is doing. I just try to focus on me and my growth and what works for me. So whatever everybody else chooses to do with social media, they want to be negative, that's their business, you know. But as far as me, I'm going to do what's next for me.
I hear you. Well, hey, I'm going to try to get this other call in. So you can stay.
Okay.
You can stay on the line. Okay. Thanks for calling, man. Because I wanted your social media. I was about to slam this computer out the window because I couldn't even get my phone.
You
call
better
in,
not.
So.
Oh Lord, you got to deal with that. Okay. You better not.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Next caller. I've been trying to get you before. Can you call? Can you tune in? Hello. Hello? Okay, we'll try this. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, Skip. How you doing tonight?
All right. I feel good that I can reach you all because I got, you know, sometimes when you got a big mouth, sometimes when you ain't got nobody to listen to you, you know, you feel like you're just out on a island with nobody. I thank you for calling.
That's okay. I want to piggyback on some of the things Skipper was just saying. Okay, so I totally agree with everything she just said. Also, the thing about social media is that, you know, and I understand what she says, she don't like to get off, she don't get on there. The thing about it is that sometimes when you get on social media, the thing about it is this. You're going on there thinking you're going to read positive things. So the positive things start turning into negative things. Now, if something happened to somebody in your family, you'd be looking for a phone call. Now you see it on Facebook. You see what I'm saying? They didn't tell mm-hmm. They went to a whole nother level with this Facebook thing. Like my kid's nephew had that. I didn't know nothing about it until I seen it on Facebook. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You know, they cousin that. I didn't see it until I went on Facebook. I didn't see it until I went on Facebook and found out my sister was in the hospital. So that's what I'm saying. They went to a whole nother different thing when it went to this Facebook thing. Okay, don't get me wrong. Now, they do have positive things in there. But at the same token of time, most of the time you want to read something positive instead of something negative. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know that's where I'm at the time in my life. You know, I was just telling somebody the other day, I say, hey, the age I'm at, I don't want nothing but peace, love, and happiness. And I'm not Al Green. This is for real.
The thing about it is that
it's so much drama out here. There's so much drama out here. And then when you go on Facebook and say you want to see something positive, somebody saying something, you know, positive in your life. And that's why I was saying I agree with Skipper, because I went on Facebook, like I said, I went on there and I said some things I know I shouldn't have never had said. My pastor was saying he could have seen them. I know my uncle seen them, because he kept calling me until he got me.
Yeah.
So, you know, with that being said, this social media thing has went to a whole nother thing. People, instead of people calling you saying what they need to say over the phone now, or you visiting each other, they sending stuff all on Facebook, they cussing you out. You know, back in the day, when you were coming up and you had something to say to a person, you'll wait till you get to school, or you see them outside of something, or you'll call them. Now they putting it all on Facebook about your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your niece, all kind of crazy stuff. You know, they're all on Facebook with these guns and going on. So they just took it to a whole nother level. They get put in Facebook jail. Don't get me wrong. But they don't care because they don't do nothing to go back and make them another account.
Well, but you know, that's a new growing breed and a sign of the times to where a lot of people seek attention. They're attention seekers. You know, they yearn for that. You know, and that's messed up because, you know, a lot of times people get along with it. And to just, you know, get to a point to where, hey, they want validation and attention so bad that they will stage stuff on Facebook and social media. And then it's getting to a point you can't tell if it's live or Memorex or if it's just for shock value. And that's what's really scary because, man, what we're going to come to one day? Throw the man to the lions like he used to be in the old Roman days? Is that where we at? Because if so, then, man, it ain't no room for none of this now. Because like I said, if it can't be nothing positive and direct with it, it's just for fanfare. It's just for straight fanfare. And it's so scary to a point that, you know what, I don't want to get caught up in that mix. You know what I'm saying? I'm in it, but I'm not of it. That's basically it, because when you think about it, hey, man, ain't nobody safe. They can tell you, let's meet up tomorrow, and then next thing you know, from what you said on Facebook, you mess around and lose your life. You know what I'm saying? So I understand what you mean, you know, and hey, At least you got away with it unscathed with all the stuff that you were saying and all the, you know, disrespect that comes to you from that. But I still, to myself, you know, I like it when it's positive. You know what I'm saying? I can do without all the attention. You go out on a date and they flicking on the damn thing about what you ate. It's like you ain't never been nowhere. Why everybody got to see what you ate? You will get an Oscar for your dinner that you paid damn near $80, $90 for? I don't get it. I really don't, you know. But whatever the case may be, you know, as a people, we got to grow and come above that, because that don't mean that. The main thing is when we can do something positive with it. Why can't we call another country's consulate and ask them, what do their country specialize in, and do we have a market here in America where we can make some money and make a living out of it? I know a lot of people, they want to sit up here and they want to be Instagram models and all this, and influencers and, you know, everything else to make a bazillion simoleon. But at the same time, though, I mean, not only the purpose, what does it really feed? I mean, I'm serious. Because just because you look good, I see advertisements on YouTube about these women scantily dressed. And they get hit some money for that just for not doing that. And then when you read their bio, they're influencer. They're a model, overweight model. And they really did nothing. They ain't made no commitments or sacrifices. It's like they ghetto underground marketing themselves for little or nothing, and using it as a tool to have access to it. Now, don't get caught up in no intimate moments, because we got a lot of Pornhub and XXX for you. So when you're trying to have a good time and trying to appreciate yourself with a woman, y'all take some candid photos. Next thing you know, that shit is all around the world when they post it, when the relationship don't work, just in a matter of seconds. They can go on your phone, tap it, and your shit is all around the world. God forbid if you marry, because if you're in California and they got them explicit pictures, you're done, even before you step in the courtroom. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying is this, you know, and I'm going to get ready to sign off in about another minute or so, but I'm just saying this, y'all. I would want something to derive good from this besides just showing food, want to kill somebody. You know what I'm saying? And just want to act crazy with this tool, because this thing can be used for something really good and something important, man. Something productive anyway, something that we're lacking. So this is what I'm looking forward to. So I want to thank everybody that called in tonight and listened, because it looked like it was crazy for one while. I couldn't see you all, numbers or none of that, you know, and I just want to make sure that I can get this together again. I'm going to just have to hire a technical supervisor or somebody, you know, and then just make sure it happens. But we'll try to take one more call again. I'll go back to, let's see if Skipper going to be here. Skipper? The thing don't even show who signed off. I got to delve deep into this, y'all. Thanks for calling. I got to delve deep into this thing because it's crazy, man. You know, social media. Why in the hell it can't be social for me to rise above and get my show together then, if it's that social? You know what I'm saying? I'm going through all these technical glitches and everything. So, you know, I want to thank everybody that called in tonight to elaborate on this topic that's been brewing in my mind. So I'm going to get ready to sign off. And, hey, I'm going to try to make it stronger, better next week so we can have us a good time. As I find a topic for what we're going to explore and go through and talk about, at the same time, I don't want no glitches, man. I want everybody to call in, respond, so I can get a better understanding of what's going on in this world besides me being, you know, stubborn and ignorant and letting it pass me by. So I want to thank you all. I'm finna sign off now. And until next week, you all, be safe, enjoy life, and keep moving. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Okay, yeah. Now it comes up. She dropped the phone call. Everybody else turned it off. Hmm.
Man, you know what? I'd be so proud of you.
Why you say that?
Okay, you
gotta let that. I do. I let you go.
No, you can't let me.
I let you all go. I let you go.
I don't
know that.
You
be kidding
me. Why she turn off?
You
don't get
pneumonia all
over
Facebook.
See, that's what y'all know. See, I'm lost in the motherfucker. I ain't supposed to help me.
No.
Yeah, I told
him. All you do is supposed to
come. No, I'm saying I can let. Ike told me he can teach me how to go live with this on YouTube. I tried Facebook last week. They said, I did that shit. They say you got to be friends, and I don't like Facebook. At least too much.
You can help.
Yeah, he can hire me, but this is the thing with Skip. Skip don't want his face on Facebook.
Ma, hell, man, I got a fucked up past. They see me on Facebook, some motherfuckers be like, oh, he's back again.
But guess what?
That's why I told you, Facebook.
Guess what? Fuck them.
No, but what I'm telling you.
Brenda.
Tell your mother this.